Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. We continue our conversations, and Build One South Africa has raised issues. They've sent a letter to the president. They want a few things to be looked at. Musi Maimane, leader of Build One South Africa, is on the line with us this evening. Thanks very much for your time. Good evening and welcome, Mr. Maimane.
Good evening, and good evening to Womkaya. It's great to be on your show.
What necessitated a letter that you sent to the president?
Well, I think South Africans are all frustrated at the state of where play is at as far as establishing a government and as far as ensuring that their own issues or their own needs are met, such as the economy, such as their own safety and education. And what's happening at the moment is that we've all been asked, including political parties, to become spectators to a marriage negotiation between the ANC and the DA, jostling over positions rather than, in fact, over what it means to deliver for the people of this country. Mm. And what I'm asking for is simple, and I've called for it after the elections and will still do so today, mm-hmm. is to say what we need is not an onerous convention as in mm-hmm. a 10-week summit, mm-hmm. but really a weekend or a meeting set up by the president mm. with all the 18 parties that are in parliament to take what are some of the bare essence. Because if you look at the electoral landscape, at least over 65-70% of South Africans voted for parties who historically, in many ways, even agreed on the National Development Plan. Mm-hmm. Now, you may be critical of the NDP for many reasons, but at least, and be critical of its ideological leanings, but accept that 65% of the people have voted for it. It acts as a solid basis upon which we can have a convention, discuss what the priorities of the seventh administration ought to be, and then and only then can we then be able to say, having foregrounded it with an agenda, we can then dictate who can be ministers, cabinet, etc. Why that matters is because when you have a clear destination as to where you want to go, i.e. in policing, in the economy, in whatever, not only do you attract the best people from a political point of view, which are ministers, but you can capacitate the administration with that plan so that even when the political headwinds of coalition start to kick into play, the administration can continue the job. Mm-hmm. And at this point in time, all we're doing is jostling for positions.
So when we last spoke, we were under the impression that you were considering joining the GNU. You obviously have not. And we're told that that deadline has now come and gone. Just take us through your considerations and why you ended up here.
Yeah, look, we considered it and have always been open to considering it. And should it be open, we will consider it. But what we want to consider is a plan of some sort that says, here's where we want to go as a country. Because that's important. If we start the conversation with what suits political parties and miss the fact that what suits 60 million people, then we've really put the cart before the horse. What I am calling for is to say, even from a BOSA point of view, what the electorate have asked us to do is to go to parliament and represent their interests, not represent the jacket of Musi Maimane or anyone else. It is to represent their interest. And at this point in time, I have to be able to go back to the people who gave us the mandate to be able to say to them, listen, here's the plan. Here's what the government wants to do. Do you think we should serve in it or not? Mm. And I haven't gotten that sense. And so it becomes very difficult then to say, oh, well, is this about the seduction of political positions mm-hmm. or rather, in fact, service to the people? I accept the fact that being in cabinet comes with its own influence and its own job. But I must be clear that the Constitution outlines that cabinet is jointly and collectively responsible. Mm. Do I then sit down and say, as a member of cabinet, I actually support the position of whoever, if for argument's sake, I've heard parties who say they want the Ministry of Home Affairs, and when they start to act against immigrants or whatever they want to do, do I endorse that view? Do I endorse someone who thinks of policing vastly differently to what I might think about it? So all of these issues speak to the core of the integrity of why we campaigned and asked the people of this country to vote for us, and the integrity of seeing that through.
So the GNU coalition may say, well, this is, if you had joined, you would then have your voice in there. You would be impactful in that particular formation. You're not in it, so, you know, you obviously opted out of it. They are saying they will have what they will call an indaba after the fact, after the formation of government, and then they'll invite all of us, even myself included, and other quarters of society. How do you respond to that?
Well, firstly, the invitation that was put forward, one, we were called, where they went to set up a meeting, and then we were sent documents, and all of these things have not been managed in a manner that says to people, look, we think you have a significant contribution to make. And therefore, I think to create the impression that this has been an overly consultative process is unfair and not correct. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I think it's important to note the fact that I hold the view that if it were indeed a government of national unity, then the approach would have been a collective one. Mm-hmm. Bring everybody together on the outset, rather than it be the ANC targeting party after party on the basis of its election, where I don't know what another's party's point of view is and another, almost that divide and conquer kind of mechanism. And that has, in fact, brought us to this point. I hold the very deep worry that whilst this might be called a GNU, it's in fact a coalition between the ANC and the DA, and by extension, all the other parties. In which instance, then I must be clear that my view in that space would be to endorse the manifesto of the ANC. Mm. Therefore, I must then consider that whether Posa voters have voted for it.
Hmm. I'd like us to take a voice note, Mr. Maimane. Apparently, it does speak to what you've just been saying. Let's just take a listen and we'll continue this conversation after that.
Political situation in South Africa is just becoming more and more tense. It reminds me back in 1961 when politicians declared South Africa a republic. Remember those days when we knew that the Commonwealth was just thrown out, you know, because it was keen to avoid the loss of life. And by that time, MK embarked on it, you know, on a program of sabotage. So I was asking myself, did now Obaba had an ideal of it and wanting to do that, but in a clean slate of it? Because right now we just know that during this month, but back in 1964, that Utata Unelson, Rolihlahla Hlahla Mandela, and Utata Walter Sisulu, and the six other men were found guilty. When they were recruiting people for training and sabotage and a quarrel for a purpose of violence, you know, revolution, and they were sentenced to life imprisonment. Could they go back there and just make sense out of all what is happening right now?
People didn't vote for the DA. We didn't vote for the DA. They actually have the numbers that they've always been having. So ANC should just be straight and tell us that they've sold out the dreams of democratic revolution. That's their own agenda. The emancipation of a black person, they've sold out. They should stop blaming people for not voting for them. They've sold out our dream.
Mr. Maimane, your response to those two voice notes?
Look, the thing I worry the most about with the state of South Africa is that these elections almost gave us a hint of a racial polarization.
Mm.
And almost, if you like, unless we really come up with a tangible plan of what it means to be an inclusive South Africa for all, I fear that we may, in the short, in the interests of what everyone is saying, well, let's do it huap-huap, as it were, create a camouflage or a jigsaw puzzle of multiple parties and say, well, here's the picture, and fail the very essential test of governance. And I think then in that instance, you will entrench polarization as a start. You will leave too many excluded. And more crucially, you'll end up in a scenario where if you project this movie 5 years from now, surely it cannot be that we look down that road and say, oh, well, the ANC will decrease, the DA will remain the same, and then MK will grow on the back of the ANC's decrease. And so that must be the state of governance the way we go forward, because that's not an expression of ideas. That's sometimes an expression of identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got to work. That's why I also do think, despite where our voice is as Build One South Africa, I do think there is an important task, not only of being part of the government, but being also being able to hold it accountable. Because Parliament cannot be the space where some background lekgotla comes in and says, just rubber stamp all of these plans. There must be genuine representation of the people. For when the people feel they are not heard in spaces like Parliament, etc., they will resort to other spaces. And I can guarantee you, there will be no army, no police that will be able to mitigate against that circumstance.
Really appreciate your time. Musi Maimane, a Build One South Africa leader, just saying that they have got concerns. They've sent a letter to the president this morning asking him to convene a convention with all 18 political parties. Let's set the agenda on the table and let's discuss how government should be put together. How do you feel about that? 086-000-0959. You can also send those voice notes on 063-688-0959.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.